My question to Amira Ahlusunnah is, it is said that the one who respects is fortunate and the one who disrespects is unfortunate. When we were young, our parents taught us etiquettes. And when we went to school, our teachers taught us etiquettes. I have come to you to ask, why are manners important everywhere? Where do we stand without having any manners and etiquettes?
There's a saying regarding etiquettes. La deena liman la adabala. One who has no etiquettes has no religion. It is the mercy of Allah that we are Ahlu Sunnah. Ahlu Sunnah is a respectful faith. It's a faith full of etiquettes. Ahlu Sunnah do not disrespect any prophet, neither do they disrespect any companion, and nor do they disrespect any wali. I mean that the Ahlu Sunnah always follow their elders. They follow the prophets, the companions, and the Ahle Bayt, meaning that they don't find any kind of deficiency in any of them. This is the respectful faith. It is compulsory to embrace faith upon all the prophets. One will become disbeliever if he denies any of them. Simple. Now, finding faults or disrespecting a prophet would still make one disbeliever. If anyone disrespects any one of the companions, then he'll be considered as misguided, astrayed. He has corrupt beliefs who disrespects a companion. Alhamdulillah, those who are truly of Ahlu Sunnah can't even imagine of disrespecting any companion. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He's also a companion and the crown of our heads. Whoever disrespects him will also become misguided. So Ahlu Sunnah is the only one who believes in all the companions. Sunnis do not even disrespect the blessed awliya. They do not disrespect any of the pirane kiram, those who are genuine, not those who wear metal bangles and misbehave on the shrines. I'm not talking about them, they are not awliya. They are those who take people away from the awliya. They have taken over and occupied the shrines, and people would feel reluctant in going there because of these people. And those who do not believe in awliya kiram, they would show their deformed faces and say, look, these are your shrines. Na'udhu billah, na'udhu billah, na'udhu billah. 360 idols were placed inside the Kaaba for 300 years. But it did not harm the dignity of Kaaba at all. So these immoral and characterless people, through their immoral activities and consumption of drugs, etc., do not harm the dignity of these shrines at all. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.